Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Well, the final results from a phenomenal year for beef exports are set to be released next week by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. But so far, global U.S. beef exports have totaled more than $10.6 billion. That's according to Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He told Senior Farm Director Ron Hayes while at CattleCon 2022 that he's mostly impressed by the broad-based global growth.
We're 17-18% volume growth, but the real number that to focus on is the 10.6 billion in global beef exports. And, you know, demand globally is, it's not only solid, but in some cases record-breaking. So that's a good thing. Yeah, China without a doubt. I mean, the phase one trade deal that was implemented with China in March of 2020 has turned out just to be a home run for beef producers and for the beef industry in general. We're gonna more than likely top $2 billion in sales to China. And, you know, 3 years ago, it was a couple hundred thousand. So, but
not a couple hundred million, but a couple hundred thousand.
Couple hundred thousand. Yeah, we're not talking millions 4 or 5 years ago. But the real impressive thing I think about what's going on, it's the broad-based growth globally. I mean, it's not only China, it's Japan, it's Korea, it's Mexico, it's Central America and South America. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, we weren't even talking about Central America and South America for U.S. beef. We were talking about it for pork, but not beef. So this is really broad-based growth in a lot of markets, which is just like your portfolio. You diversify these markets, it's healthy.
Hallstrom says the key is educating consumers about beef production and the products themselves.
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I think number one, we're an education, we're a resource point, right? We can answer questions, we can tell them about our products. You know, food safety, we're the world leader in food safety reputation-wise. So we build on that. And then you have the quality component, the fact that we have a very high-quality, grain-finished, rich-tasting product. Those two things together are very powerful. So we're out there providing information to these customer bases around the world. But the other thing we're doing simultaneously is we're developing relationships with the importers, with the distributors, with the retailers, with the food service companies, and then our members, the packers, the exporters, the traders that are doing the actual commercial business come in on top of that. And I think that's the secret sauce, is that, you know, you combine those two things, you have a little more expanding middle class with a higher spending power, that converts into new business.
Once again, that's USMEF's Dan Hallstrom. Our coverage of CattleCon 2022 in Houston is brought to you by Performance Beef, easy-to-use cattle management software. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.